Welcome back, everybody. My name is Maggie Dawn. You are listening to The Maggie Dawn Show. If you're just joining us, welcome. It's Tuesday, so we're joined by Dan Schaefer, Civic Media's very own political editor and creator of the Recombobulation Area, which you can find on Substack and get signed up for through Civic Media's website at civicmedia.us. We're talking today about Susan Crawford's appearance at the Milwaukee Rotary Club, also hosted by the Milwaukee Press Club this afternoon, where she was, in Dan's estimation, more nimble, more adept, more ready to fight than she's ever been in a Q&A session. Dan, let's get to the big issue that seems to be looming on the April 1st ballot. It might as well read, do you think women in the state of Wisconsin should have the right to choose when it comes to abortion? A lot of prognostication going on about that. We do think the court is likely to bring down a decision about abortion rights before the next justice is sworn in August. But depending on the outcome of the election, there is certain to be additional lawsuits if Mr. Schimmel were to win. How did Judge Crawford handle the abortion questions today?
Yeah, it is kind of like this situation where a judge doesn't want to talk about, a judicial candidate doesn't want to talk about a case that might be before the court. So she was very careful about opining on that. But when it came to, you know, just kind of the bigger picture question surrounding it, she was very clear in saying that she believes the Dobbs decision that overturned Roe v. Wade was wrongly decided. She called it the first time in the history of the Supreme Court of the United States that overturned rights that were recognized under the Constitution. So she's not going to opine on what's happening before the court. She's not going to, the certain case that's making its way through to the Wisconsin Supreme Court. She's, again, very careful about not saying anything specific about this type of race. But I think, you know, just talking about it in the context of what happened at the national level, she also had some other pretty interesting comments about the U.S. Supreme Court later in the discussion as well. But just it was very clear in saying that she believes the Dobbs decision was wrongly decided.
And I want to make clear for folks that are listening, as your lady lawyer here on the air, the reason that Judge Crawford can say without an ethical problem, without violating any rules, that the Supreme Court, the U.S. Supreme Court's Dobbs decision was wrongly decided, while refraining from further comment about the Wisconsin specific case, is that the Dobbs decision was characterizing and quantifying in a new way what privacy rights exist under the federal Constitution. The questions that will be before the Wisconsin Supreme Court do not ask the Wisconsin Supreme Court to understand or interpret federal law. The court will be confronted by different questions. That is why Judge Crawford can say, I disagree and believe the Supreme Court of the United States wrongly decided the Dobbs decision, and yet be completely within the rules, coloring within the lines, if you will, when it comes to not providing an opinion or analysis of a case that is certain to potentially either be heard by Judge Crawford, but is being heard by the current Wisconsin Supreme Court and may come up again in some other question or form, including whether or not the 1849 law actually bans abortion. It does not, in this lady lawyer's opinion. And secondarily, whether or not the Wisconsin Constitution, as distinct, separate and apart from the federal Constitution, grants greater privacy rights that extend and cover the right to access abortion care for women here in the state of Wisconsin. Those are two entirely separate questions that Dobbs says nothing about. That's why she can discuss that. Tell me, Dan, what else did she have to say about the Supreme Court of the United States?
Yeah, so there was an audience question about whether she thinks justices on courts like the U.S. Supreme Court or state courts like the Wisconsin Supreme Court should be appointed versus elected, which I think is an interesting, you know, kind of bigger picture question. But her response, you know, and this was her response with it was kind of revealing. And she talked about how she said in the public confidence for U.S. Supreme Court is at an all-time low. She mentioned the lack of a judicial code of ethics, mentions the justices taking trips and receiving gifts and having all sorts of communication with those who might have litigation before the court. And then she talked about Wisconsin. So I'll quote directly from Judge Crawford here. She said, I think for Wisconsin, giving the voters a choice is a better way to go about it. even in the situation we're in right now with the obscene amount of spending on these races and all the false attack ads run against me in this race. So I think that is an interesting point that she is making, even though she is enduring quite a lot as a candidate right now, you know, running false ads that are literally distorting how she looks.
Right.
Putting other people's faces that next to her name oops. on the screen. Yeah.
That
oops.
One's not me. It's a fascinating question. And I think as discussions about this happen more broadly, you know, given the lack of trust, the lack of confidence that Americans have in the judicial system, both from the right and the left, it's kind of like, no matter who you ask, they're like, yeah, those damn judges. What we're getting closer to, I think, Dan, is a critical mass of people saying this isn't the way we expect our judiciary to work. And I expect that within the rest of our lifespans, you and I, we are very likely to see substantive discussions about binding judicial codes of ethics and term limits. And to me, getting a binding code of ethics, establishing term limits, having potentially other system reforms for the selection of judges, like nonpartisan expert committees that recommend slates for either appointment or actually approve candidates, those kinds of things, we're going to see some more discussion of, as well as some baseline campaign finance reform that would likely apply and especially needs to apply in the case of elected judicial officers. Just this lady lawyer's two cents on that question. Briefly, in the time we've got left, about a minute left, we also had the State of the City address by Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson. How did that go for the mayor this morning, Dan?
Yesterday morning, Cavalier Johnson
yesterday.
At the Baird
Thank
Center.
You.
Always, you know, lots of, you know, the big names in Milwaukee will come down and put their suit coats on and get there for that one. But, you know, I was hoping for a little bit more of a bold vision for Mr. Cavalier Johnson. He's, you know, just in a year ago, he was elected with huge, huge margins. I would like to see a little bit more. Maybe there's
an
still more to
come. An actual mandate that might give room for an actual broad sweeping vision for the city. Maybe we need to hear a little bit more from our mayor. Dan, I wish we had more time to hear from you. My thanks, my friend. That is Dan Schaefer, political editor, creator of the Recombobulation Area. Folks, when we come back, I'm going to be very excited to be joined by Megan Rowe of Opportunity Wisconsin, talking about Trump's attacks on your Social Security and other benefits. Keep it locked right here. More coming up on the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network.